What?
Fish. You speak about the car?
Yeah.
At one time, they gave her name Mokamaleda, Mokamadira.
Yeah.
Mokamadira also. They used to do it and disrupt it. The whole story, I think we went through that. That part we went through. Okay, Chofalov, I think we are. And you can shame Katnus, you can label her. Or Velkel, Velvela, Velkel. It can be same as Anoshi. And then can open a Yodim Kredonis in the front of Kach in his presence. Then if they all call him Lebalka in his presence, you have to mention that. That's the Mashal of this. I feel the same as such a Nikura Rafa. A Lassus Nikudis beget. He don't make Nikudis.
But what about when they talk a... See, this is the question the front of. Yeah. In other words, a goggle. Nobody calls him maybe his family or something like that.
Family.
Right.
Parents.
Yeah.
That's what the Hala Floyd.
Yeah.
The Timothy Horowitz, his name was. The Timothy. Huh? The Bala Floyd.
So who's the Shahar Harvard? Who's the Shalah?
The Shalah, that's the Shalah. But the floor gave him Pinchas. So he is someone other than he himself said it, or someone said it, someone else. The gun said all over the world, Pinchas, the Goyen, the Frankfurt, the mine. The Ramshaw called the Nazareth office, I didn't even mention it, the number of Pinchas, the Goyen, other Dashing was on the bank of Pinchas. You come closer to Frankfurt, the mine. Musa shall Moyadim is always from the Seder Pinchas. Holidays, all the holidays, every holiday is a Musa from the Seder. And it's always a third. The Seder is a 3 weeks. Alamal and the order of the Seder is Pinchas happens to be in the 3 weeks. So I gave that example. You come into a Tzimvayit, and it's been a Rep, the Rep falls off, everything falls off. Go in, Rav.
Three weeks.
What it means is Mihu, let's say, we'll let go through it and then we'll understand it better. Mihechadar shall lichtavav memkoin beis, is tab lichtavav.
You shouldn't think
about it. Sayikra beis dogis, tak a fiber. Some spell it with a beis lamet. But you can write a fiber?
Yeah.
If you write it with tray above them, it's much better. So you know definitely it's fiber, not fiber.
Wait, why is two fiber?
Zambul. Zambul comes from Zavulin, you know. But they became Hashem b'fnei Yatsma. You have people that were named Zambo Bishai and Hashem Sarisa. They never Zavul. Zundo comes from Bar Veda. Where does Zundo come from? I don't know.
We will not.
But generally, if he writes his Hebrew name often, and he writes it with a base, then we should respect his talent.
Oh. I, It's bothering me now, I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
Yiddish is a few hundred years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But before Yiddish, they must have not used two verbs for a verb.
Right.
But he's one verb. So why are not, in other words, if we would have a name like, I don't know, Sark or whatever, one of these names that was, seemed to have been a, an offshoot of a Hebrew, of a Hebrew word, the Torah, it was something in the Torah that is used for 500, 700 years, isn't it maybe Moshe Laz and Gittin Rishonu when they started writing in Yiddish?
I don't know how they did it, but for example, the Sma, how about, you know the name of the Sma? The second name is Yiddish for nine. You're not on the first commission.
What
his name is? Is it the Volk? You know what I mean? Volk. Second name is Volk. They used to write it with one Volk. Then later they started, when Yiddish came into being, they write it with two Volk. Because the one Volk is a U, is not a consonant, it's a vowel. So in order to make the distinction between a vowel and a consonant, they call them both. So that, but we have a whole discussion on that, in names. Suppose the first name is Volk, what would be? With one Volk, two Volk, some say Falk, Falk. There was also a name among the Gedolim.
I had a reference
name. I'm sure it was Falk.
He wrote it with a faith. And the Shaila is, so they sometimes in certain areas the Fay was so soft it sounded like a bee. So that's why if you write a Fay it could be poke with a bee. So in order not to mistake it with a doggy, they replaced the Fay with a poke. But to us that's already too soft. Too soft. Depends upon. That's the Ramon, the end, the last Ramon that we have at Kukhov there. He says every mock, every place has its own spelling. And don't get so disturbed.
Frankfurt spelled with both too. Frankfurt.
Yeah. Yeah, because they some places they pronounce the F sound so rough. It sounded like a V. Let's go to Kuflam.
We didn't finish this.
I think we finished
that. No, we just took the last section.
Huh?
Last section.
The
last Chabez?
Yeah.
He said, Echad Rashi Lichtabob and Kuen Beis, Toiv Lichtabob. So Lichtabez Dobby. That's what I told. Five of in some places, five-ish. Some places they say vibish. It sounds so rough as if it's a V sound. That's what Alamo at the end of Kuf Chavtas said. It depends upon the place. Vayim b'shem yisam osim oiz beis. Ve'echa shiftor ar bo. And them koin say rough, ve'echa shiftor ar bo. Ve'echa shiftor ar bo. Ve'echa shiftor ar bo. Ve'echa shiftor ar bo. Them koin say rough, ve'echa shiftor ar bo. It's one bo.
So he says it is safer.
That's what he claims. We don't do it today, that's all. We pronounce it a fey, not a vey, not a vey sound. That's it, Volk, I told you, Volk.
No,
we
want
to
say a fey. You want to say a fey?
And you change it to a fey. Today, if you change a fey to a Volk, you do two Volks. You do two Volks.
Okay.
They didn't have two bumps for a baby.
They didn't have. And why did Yiddish him have used two bumps? In order to distinguish between a consonant
So today we write
and a vowel. What
is that? You want to write Fred or something? Today it's Fred. Fred. So you write what's the F A?
Fred. You write Fred. I'll tell you what we have. We have trouble. The Rav once said, not in writing Suvit, but in Gittin. But he says he would have a problem. He would be back. He would hold. He have to write the name Philip. So we write, Tai Yud, Lamet Yud, a small page. Because our Fay at the end is always a final, a Fay so and so feet, is always Fay, not Fay.
Oh, Philip?
So But on the other hand, so in order to distinguish that it's not fair, they would add a small one. And all I remember, you just told you the province is the place to go. But in all Yiddish papers that I should have put a small say at the end.
So it happens to begin the word in Hebrew, it pays always, it begins always a pay, never a pay, to begin the word in Hebrew.
Never just love you or something.
I don't know, when is it, the Rebbe says, anyway,
would the Rebbe use a yud?
Pay yud, lamed yud,
or
yud, 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 yud,
yud, yud, yud, yud, yud, yud, yud, yud, yud,
yud, yud, yud, yud, yud, yud,
no, no,
but it doesn't
have the
first
one.
The accent on the accent, you even have the first one.
It's Philip.
All the letters,
they call pay. So if it's after Isis Aviv, they don't, you drop the dog.
What would the Rebbe write over here? But isn't there a question maybe it should be two pieces? Well, that's not a reason to write.
Is that a psul? It's not a letter though. It's a pay, which is not a self, a pay a fee. What is that? It's not a letter, right?
It's a small pay.
And a gimel with a down the top is a
shoe. So that's no letter.
That's also
a letter. We read that? A gimel with the thing?
And he said it, that's it.
That's
not in Brill.
That's the way
they adopted since that their name comes from...
I know, but you can't have the languages there.
George. It comes from the non-Jewish sources. So they use a G. And to them a G is a gimel with a dot, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's not Hebrew, is it?
And Dalet Zayin Shin, I mean, they have the same... I'm thinking of Moshe, the finest. Where do you get for one sign, you have three letters.
Yeah.
Where do you get it? I have two letters, they also don't have two letters for one son in Hebrew.
Right.
They can't help it anyway. Right. So Moshe mentions it to one of the children, and he tries to put in for it. And the reason why they didn't ask is because they didn't hear. They actually didn't hear the difference. They didn't know the difference between Z and G. They didn't hear that difference.
But
the image was the same.
He's raised the question, why do you need a Zion at all? Put the Dalet Shin.
It sure has no Zion in it.
Dalet Shin.
Dalet Shin.
It's not J.
It's not J.
You have to have the Zion.
Where?
Jack
is no Zionist.
We had before, what is it, if it's shame in the Chayil, is a Goyish Anamen. A real Goyish Anamen, but from Yoshka there, at this, so we don't use it.
Well, it depends. Let's say today Matthew. Matthew's one of the, very, very Goyish, very Goyish.
No, but not the Vodazara.
It's not a Vodazara.
It's not his name. Wasn't given to him for Vodazara.
That the Spanish use Yoshka's name.
How else can you identify the place? That the place is called by that name.
So if you
the only idea would be to go out to another community.
So what, where we were calling this is, what if the name it was in New Mexico, Santa Fe? Yeah. How do you write Fe? Just write a Fe?
No.
Fe. So you do it.
Fe. But
I
don't know if you have a boss.
Fe. I am Yud. Fe.
Fe.
Yud.
Fe.
Either a Yud or a. See, when I said sometimes what I am you, in order to distinguish between feet, it could be very different. So if there's another syllable, so the other syllable is Beigel, so even though you have one you, it couldn't be Bile, it couldn't be Fige, there's no such thing.
Why can't
it be Bile?
Santa Fe would be Fe
Ayin Yud.
So why do we have the Frida and Fre, so
Because everyone knows that Frida Yiddish is Frida in English or in another language.
That's the thing. Frida
means Frida. Yeah, it means Frida. It may mean the same, but everyone knows that Frida.
That didn't mean that, because the Rebbe had two names and then it became one. Was it Frida or was it? I could have read it Freda later than this kind of Freda.
Especially when it comes to transliteration. It's so difficult. Especially in English, you have such sounds which we don't have in Hebrew.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have any Hebrew. That's what thing you do.
So what could the Rebbe do if he had Philip in again?
Philip is on the Ikashem. In other words, he signs Philip. And he's called Philip, although he's called mostly Phil, but Phil obviously is a derivative of Philip. So we have to write Philip, the Mr. Phil. And the reason why you put in Phil is because Phil is a Shem B'nei Asma, Hashash. I mean, maybe it's a Shem B'nei Asma. Shemus, after we learned it, it's the hardest part of the Shem.
What is the feel that's funny to me? I don't mean to make like a joke, but like you guys, like our country, Yossi, Uncle Moishi. You call this our whole country. They call that name. That's a phenomenon. They say that to me. That's what I mean, you come and in. Everybody calls back uncle Moishe. He's not their uncle.
He's not their uncle, but everybody...
Everyone calls him back to see the dream.
They call him.
An actor is known as...
Isn't a stage name, does it have a real name?
A stage name, so the kasher, the shayla is. So we have to include the stage name.
Because everybody...
Shende Fikor.
Perry Mason, Lehman Brothers, Perry Mason.
Perry Mason.
Right.
Well, there was a miser with this little guy here. Yeah. You know, there was a
possible
yeah, no. Yes. There was a film guy who made David Getz's wife. Yeah. Who was a famous actor.
A famous actor.
He didn't know.
This
is the first, his first wife.
Yeah.
So he was an actor. Yeah, but even he was about to before David Getz, but he carried it David Getz. So the question was very vague because he got an identity. I don't think it was an ongoing thing.
It was his real name.
Why would you put in the second name? If you say Perry Mason, then you know who it is.
You know, if you go into a store, some people have a name of a store, they bought the store from somebody else.
And they continue.
And they call up and they speak to this man. He never tells them his real name.
His real name.
They call it in the store. And business, maybe, and the name is written down at where he's from, maybe I don't think it's on a check or not, but there's an association with certain extent, the associated with these are names that people maybe know, these are not his real name. Well, that's, I mean, if a lot of people call him by that name,
you have to mention that name as well.
That's how you get the Seamus that I'm there. That's how he becomes Moishe. His real name is...
So what's your Perry Mason and you got
Gary? Oh, come on.
But you have to understand that the whole Belt Mary, the shepherd, he claims he was a rabbi. He was a rabbi. I think a brother. Himself was also a rabbi.
But he was cracking jokes Friday night, so they were laughing. So he said, "Get one." Does he have to be Jackie Mason. Now we have Aiden. Torah Shiachtam Shnei Aiden Shalim. זה את החזה למטה משית האחרונה של גט. And that goes, by the way, this is a halacha not only in Geth, it's a halacha in Shtoris. And all Shtoris you have to have, let's say a ksubis. Also you have some ksubis. In one line you have Ne'um and Ne'um. And they both Eidim stand in one line. That's not proper. For the Eidim have to be one underneath the other. At the edge, on the same margin. Okay, that's the halacha by Geth, that's the halacha by all Shtoris.
Okay, but the question of the spacing that we're going to mention over here,
yeah.
Does that exist also with the Shtoris? I mean, for example, with a Ksuba?
Yeah.
I don't think the printed form was printed wrongly.
No, but this question is, I'm sort of saying this, see, the question here,
Velo Yanichu Kedei Avir Shnei Shitin.
Velo Yanichu Kedei Avir Shnei Shitin, Ben Shitachrenu Lachimosu.
Is this anything
that... That's Aloche in Shtoris. In Shtoris, if you leave a space between the end of the star and the Hasim Israelim, you can put something in, after the thing can put in, and they will testify upon what is written there.
Do you see Ksubis where there's a lot of space before the first signature, before the first line?
But the printed form, is that enough of a heter
because there's Ne'um and it's a printed form? It has a
printed form. But why can't they print it the proper way? Why can't they print
it?
Yeah. So instead of getting these Ksubis, better get a Ksubis with the two Ne'ums on the side.
Close
underneath. Now I asked a good disciple that then is an amazing Mishitach Reina. To A. Bazar, if that is the case, then why? Why do you ask for that?
Because you can pick it up much Israel afterwards and you could have read something else. Shibach one or what?
In a star. In other words, if you have it printed, maybe, because otherwise, maybe he has that many names, you know, you can have a name, Ben Yankel, and...
Yeah,
it wasn't printed.
Also, you have the word eight.
Those
have a tremendous, a big space, one on the left side and one on the right side, and a big hole in the middle. I mean, if anybody would look at it, they wouldn't say that you've got a 6-inch gap between the two names. It doesn't look like configuration, doesn't it?
Anyway, these are halachas and shtoris. Both Adam should be one underneath the other, and both of them underneath it, without leaving a space in between the end of the star and the beginning of the chasimus.
You have to alter the chain, and then to one line you have any one.
You can put something in there that he has hired Leishtar, he has so much money, and then right in the last line,
Twelve lines are not miraculous.
That's what the Rashba points out.
It says you can write a get al ola shazayit.
Can you write 12 lines? Of course not. We'll have later on, if you want to write one get for many women. You have to write the name of each husband and the name of his wife.
One girl or several women?
Several, of course. I mean, there are several couples, five couples. You want to have one get for all of them. You have to mention Yankel and his wife Sel, Chasik and his wife Sel. The Gemara, the whole sheet here, how you have to write it, klal and prat, you have to indicate each one. At the end, you sign,
and you pass it around.
And you pass it around to each one, that they're going to see it, and each one gets it.
Does the sofa charge for five?
As a matter of fact, I'm thinking now, you that went to Russia, I worked very hard to give him to formulate,
What happened all these years
ago? I don't know. It seems, I don't know if you'll accomplish anything. I don't know, he has a number of items. They urge him to do this and do this, and along with that, in case there are couples who want to get a gift. If there's no safer there, and it may not be even kosher to aid him.
Where in Russia?
Yes, they come to the community.
How is she up to here?
I formulated a whole, that everyone should be, I wrote on that. She should make a shliach kabbalah, and he should make a shliach in their presence. That he, like this one here, I think we better sit down and do this one. He should order lichter to be the shofar, and these two to be aidim. There's one Ashliach Nassin, and there's one Ashliach
Halacha.
You have to give him the name. So I discussed with Lift that she gifted. Shalib Bamir is given as a, I put in two names. And suppose when it comes to writing, one of the names, one of the Aiden can make it. So he suggested I should put in. If one cannot make it, he makes our third one. The Maizah Zazor, it's our Ingen of Breer. Even though we pass Kiaz Eide Mishira Kaz, the Eide Hasim is only with the Abonim. If it's with the Abonim, he is Breer. You can pass Kiaz. Nevertheless, I don't know, my conscience bothered me, and I decided against that if. I just put on two names, that's all. Khalil Raha, I hope the Eide will be well and the Shaykh will be well. But I mentioned each one by name. And so then I was thinking, if he comes back, let's say he has five gifts. Suppose he has five, or ten. Could we write one gift and for all of them? I remember once Harbisher, it was during the war. We America, the United States went to war with what? The last war.
Vietnam.
I think that was the last war, Vietnam. So we had the Shiley, we wanted to make sure about Agunis, you know. So that we should give a gift, you know, for the go, let's say, to the camp, to get all the Jewish soldiers, and they sign up there, they say it, they have whatever they say. And then a psayasra meisha. So we write one gata for all of them, according to that Allah. So he smiled at that time. He didn't say anything. But whenever you need it, you either have to do it.
When they in Russia, they appoint this one's going to be the Shliach HaKabbalah.
Yeah, the husband.
Who has to be there? Basin has to be
there? Yeah, there are three rabbis there.
But only one has to bring back the...
Yeah, well, the three are going to come back.
There are three that are going to come back.
Yeah.
But if only one person goes, is there anything he can do?
Two Shemir Shabbos to sit with him and make
the commitment.
But when he comes back, one second, when he comes back, can he alone come back?
He alone,
with a star.
Usually they make a star, I'll show him that gate. But here I didn't make a star, sure, because all the three of them will come back.
So why didn't he have to do this? Because we're not...
We don't need a business.
From the bar, the whole thing about giving
it
to the bar.
Right, two Adam is enough.
Even from the bar.
In the presence of two Adam.
When the guy shows it from the bar, right?
The
guy shows it from the place.
Yeah.
How many Adam were there?
Yeah.
When he shows it, how many?
Yeah, two of them.
Two of them?
Yeah. They don't say the Mishnah, but the Shaila is, see, when one we can, you ask whether one will be sufficient, whether one man will be sufficient.
Because the telephone,
but you need
if you send people up by the telephone,
it's
not one person answers the telephone, two people go answer
the telephone. No, but we hear all of them. And maybe you're right, they don't need it, but anyway, the fact is, there will be three of them. So he says, the Tanakhim, so-and-so, and the Mamane, this one and that one, and so on. And then, when we arrived to get here, I said like this. If they have no rabbinic body, or they don't have kosher eidim, so there can be eidim mesira there. So everything has to be here. So the eidah, the shliach halacha, will give it to the shliach kabbalah, and that's it, and the get will be completed. If they have, let's say, three Shemir Shabbos, Shemir Mitzvah, and they know how to go about it, and the Kiddush again, we can make our Shliach Sheni, you know. I told them to bring off a Shliach Sheni, in case that is. And then we'll, the Shliach Rishon will make our Shliach Sheni, and we'll send it on, and it'll be delivered to her. It's very complicated, this man.
Didn't have any shakas with this until right now.
The last minute, I
was saying, what about all these years? Who was the
all these years?
I saw a fight that had
affected a few people. I don't know how he did it, but maybe he did it right there.
I think the Panama had someone over there.
I asked them, who is in charge of particularly this, who's interested, who sponsored them? He mentioned something, it seems it has to do with the Lubavitcher. Yes, the Babbage, they are
there.
So anyway.
In Vietnam, what happened?
In Vietnam, so that's it. Nothing happened anyway. It didn't go through. I don't know why, but I had in my mind, I had it, and I wanted to discuss it with the Marshal, which I did. And.
Because some people are still missing from Vietnam. I mean, they're still looking for our people.
See, from Vietnam, I don't know whether they're Jewish. Are they Jewish? Probably they don't.
925 Jews got killed. 57,000 American bodies that got killed, 925 were Jews.
925 were Jews?
925 were Jews.
How many of them were married?
I don't know.
See, the Shalit don't even have married first.
But that's what they know were killed. What about
the ones they know were killed? There are no children. The government identified it.
Yeah. You rely on the government?
Yeah.
You heard of mice in Israel? They got the bodies mixed up recently?
There is such a possibility.
One piece of them is still missing. The married piece from Israel missing for one of the 82th Lebanon, the piece of Galilee mission.
Yeah.
I'm concerned, yeah.
All right, let's go. Up around here.
All right, let's see there are more.
Oh, okay.
Do I have my, yeah. What does the Ramah say? The Im is a get post. If they left two lines in between, the get is post. Like all other stuff. The Yesh Cholken, or Mashirin Alade Eide Mesir. That's according to the Ramah. Ramah, the Ramban, the Rajah, the Ran. In other words, the Alade Mesir is all right. Because if it's Alade Mesir, even if you have no chance. No chassidus at all. We pass the Eidah Mesira concept. So, as long as the Eidah Mesira will see nothing was added on, the get is just intact. Well, what do I care if the Hatu Eidah Chasmet further down, away to its lines from the text? Doesn't matter. However, the Ravid of Taina, the Ravid has a Taina, you can always write something in. After this Eden sign, two lines away, Sheila writes have something written in this space. Then it's a Mizuiz Metecha. Mizuiz Metecha, everything, even in Blazer's mind, it's no good. But this is the Rajbis Tana. Anyway, the Ramam maintains the Eden Mizuiz will be all right. The Im Chosim Eidu Achren Tchilo, is mention a sheetis min ager. Nevertheless, the diabet is kosher. In other words, the second aid signed before the first aid. So when he signed, there were two lines in between. So the first one, when he adds on his signature in front of the second, is machshavim get. וכל מקום לחתחילה לא יעשה כי יש שומרים, ולחתחילה אין לחתם בגט, אף אלה קורא ונשרחי. תדין איזה גבי הקורא וספוש להידת, אי בז נשרחי, לזה אי בז הקורא בקוס את מרד. And then there was a divorce, or a death, and he is no more קורא, no more קורא, he is קוס להידת. However, in connection with Gittin, we are very much there. After the Korim and Israchim is considered a Korim. On Mechatonim Ba'alma. Mechatonim, let's say, their children are married to each other. What is their Shayochas? They're not Kroidim. Afal Pekin, we will not take them both as Eidim. V'toiv la'hadeh acha ha'sefer sholayir korov le'ish le'isha. It's better that the sefer should also not be a Korim. The same, the Sibbe, you see, because there is a sheet in the Gemara that a sefer could be an aid. We don't allow it, but there
why
is
why
a...
Why do we not allow it?
Oh. Nowadays,
well, so why do we not allow it?
So a whole sugya about some of Zion, Xeris, if he's going to be an aid, and if he ordered two different maidens to sign, and they will, the sefer will feel as if he is, they don't want him as an aid. I want to take others. He'll feel very bad. They don't consider him kosher aiders. So in order not to... ask him to be an aid. In the reality, the Baal didn't say so. The Baal mentioned two other aiders. Mm-hmm. So that, yes, what he said.
How he could be kosher to write to get not supposed to be an aid?
Sure. But the one thing has nothing to do with the other.
It's not necessary that we always have two different
aids.
The
Baal Tavayim,
you have to worry that
the Sefer should be an aid. Since there is a Sefer, that a Sefer could be an aid, then if he could be an aid, then there's Racha Korev. Korev is supposed to aid it. That's why we are makvele, because of the Sefer, that a Sefer should not be, it should not be a Korev. It's only a Chathchile. We are makvele, because a lot of Akpodes that are not sound.
If the Sefer is puzzled to be Aedis because he's a Korah, so then of course there's no Havan to make him an Aedis.
Yeah, but no Havan. If they know the Aloch,
he's a Korah. It's not
what happens if you have, let's say, a Ged with two Aedim, and one of the Aedim is a Korah? A Ged is false. How did it happen? Mm-hmm. I told them by Chutba now. They wanted to, they were glad that Hashem and Shabbos came in. They got it. They weren't aware of it. Mm-hmm. And I happened to know the family. That's why I was invited to officiate. But I knew that he was a Kodesh and the Mele, he was supposed to lay it. But we have a Shaila doing it. Someone of this Vachuva has a Meredig a Meinstein, Prat Meinstein, Prat, Hayiv Yambi Yisrael. He was also a Shamish, a Bakura. He was a Klei Kodesh. And he was always the Anais, Bagir. Remember the story? Then it turned out that one of the cases, he was distantly, I was a Korin. Balkiishta, Gansa Mainse. Several Gitnepis, he said. There was a Shaila, several Gitnepis. They had to be married, children from the second marriage. I go, well, they're Shaila. If they get this person, they kill them on there. I have to find that. And I was trying them in Prague, you know. You hear me, so. They missed up.
He brings the Shaila?
The Pesach Shuvah quotes it, yeah. I think it was in the days of the night of the week.
How far relating would it be to the Pesach
Shuvah? God will have in the Ramah. By Gittin be Amach Negefela. Al Pidin HaTorah, B'Shene is Pesach. Shlishi is already kosher.
What Shane is
not kosher? Let's see, let's see. Shane is cousin, first cousin. Brothers is Rishon Berishon. Their children is Shane B'Shane. Their children is already Shlishi B'Shlishi. Now Shlishi is even with Rishon is kosher. You know, like that. His grandfather's brother. He would be together with his grandfather's brother. Kosher El Mapidin Atara.
One second, we told you, cousins is Shane B'Shane.
Cousins is Shane B'Shane.
Yeah, now Shlishi
is good. That's how far it goes. Yeah. Shulevis. But after that, a Shlishi is already Mutter. Yeah. Not only Shlishi B'Shlishi, but a Shlishi B'Shane, or even a Shlishi B'Rishon.
Even for Kedushin.
Yes. Yeah, no, here